This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. The noble Quran revealed in the Arabic language. Language of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Arabic language. The language of Al-Islam, the international language of Al-Islam is the Arabic language, no doubt, walhamdulillah. Over 250 million native individuals out there, they speak the Arabic language as their mother tongue, walhamdulillah. Over 24 countries, nations out there, the official language of the country is the Arabic language. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he states that no doubt learning the Arabic language is an obligation. Why? Because understanding the Quran and the Sunnah is an obligation, and you are only able to fulfill this obligation if you understand the Arabic language. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that learn, study the Arabic language because it's part and parcel of your deen, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, we are currently going through the series Medina Arabic Syllabus. Medina Arabic Book 1 we've completed. Medina Arabic Book 2 we are currently studying, walhamdulillah. And bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis we begin Ad-Darsul Ashiru, the 10th lesson, or lesson number 10, insha'Allah. What will we come across in this lesson? What will we study in this lesson? We will be introduced to the present slash future tense verb. So for example, ضَرَبَ, he hit, past tense. كَتَبَ, he wrote, past tense. Whereas the present slash future tense is what? يَكْتُبُ, يَضْرِبُ, يَكْتُبُ, يَكْتُبُ, he is writing. يَضْرِبُ, he is writing. You can translate that as, he is writing, he writes, or he will write. And based upon its position in the sentence, that will dictate its actual meaning, insha'Allah. So we've already learned the past tense verb. We will be learning in this majlis, in this lesson, we will be introduced to the fi'il mudari', the present slash future tense verb. And in lesson number 14, we will be introduced to fi'ilu amr, which is the imperative verb, ordering somebody to do something. Sit, buy, run, stop, jump. These are all imperative verbs. They are ordering the individual to do such and such action, walhamdulillah. So we will be introduced to fi'il mudari', present slash future tense verbs. We will also be introduced to numbers between 21 and 30, insha'Allah. Numbers 21 to 30, wahidun wa ishruna rajulan, 21 men. Ithnani wa ishruna rajulan, 22 men. Thalathatun وَعِشْرُونَ رَجُلًا 23 men. أَرْبَعَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ رَجُلًا 24 men. We will also learn that after the word إِلَّا when used as except such and such, except such and such, إِلَّا خَمْسَ دَقَائِقَ, except 5 minutes, إِلَّا أَرْبَعًا, except 4. So the noun which comes after it is mansub. La ilaha, la ilaha. It is mansub. It takes the fatha. We've already learned, mashallah, tabarakallah, about la'alla. La'alla is a sister of inna, and la'alla can mean la'alla of taraji, which is I hope such and such. La'alla can also mean I am afraid such and such. And we'll discuss further bi'iznillahi ta'ala. We'll also come across the word baina. Baina means between. The word which comes after baina, the noun which comes after baina, it will be majroor. It will have a kasra. It will be in the majroor form. Why? Because it will be mudafun ilay. Example, baina al-masjidi. Between the masjid, bain al masjidi wal madrasati, between the masjid and the madrasa, bain bilalin wa muhammadin, between Bilal and Muhammad. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, let us begin with ad-darsul ashiru, lesson number 10. Dhahaba Zakariya, dhahaba is a past tense verb, dhahaba, he went. Jalasa, he sat. Kataba, he wrote. Daraba, he hit. Sami'a, he heard. Excellent. So, Dhahaba Zakariya, who went? This is what type of sentence? A nominal sentence beginning with a noun or a verbal sentence beginning with a verb. Remember Arabic language? We have two types of sentences. What type of sentence is this? This is a verbal sentence beginning with a verb. Dhahaba Zakariya. لِزِيَارَةِ حَامِدٍ Zakariya went لِزِيَارَةِ This lamb is the lamb of reason. It's giving us the reason why he went. Why did Zakariya go? لِزِيَارَةِ حَامِدٍ To visit, for the ziyara of Hamid. To visit Hamid. بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ After Salat al-Fajr. وَلَكِنَّهُ But he, but who? But Zakariya, ma wajadahu. But Zakariya, ma wajadahu, did not find him. Ma wajada, did not find. Past tense. Wajada is he found. Ma wajada, he did not find. Take any verb, any past tense verb. You put a ma in front of it, then the meaning is that it's negative. He didn't see such and such. Kataba. Ma kataba, he did not write. Dhahaba, he went. Ma dhahaba, he did not go. Jalasa, he sat. Ma jalasa, he did not sit. Kataba, he wrote. Ma kataba, he did not write. Excellent. Adhana, he gave the adhan. Ma adhana, he did not give the adhan. Salla, he prayed. Ma salla, he did not pray. Hajja, he made hajj. Ma hajja. Excellent. Walakinahu ma wajadahu. But he did not find him. Who? Zakariya did not find Hamid. Zakariya did not find him. Fil bayti, in the house. Faqala libnihi Musa. And so he said to his son Musa, Aina abuka? And so he said to Hamid's son Musa, Aina abuka? Where is your father? One more time. Dhahaba Zakariya liziyarati Hamidin ba'da salati al-fajri walakinahu ma wajadahu fil bayti faqala libnihi Musa Aina abuka? Zakariya went to visit Hamid after Salatul Fajr, but he did not find him in the house, and so he said to Hamid's son Musa, where's your father? Musa said, Dhahaba ila suqi, dhahaba ila suqi, dhahaba ila suqi. He went to the marketplace. He went to the shopping center marketplace, the suq. Zakariya said, Ayadhhabu ila suqi kulla yawmin? أَيَذْهَبُ إِلَى السُّوقِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ أَيَذْهَبُ questioning sentence أَيَذْهَبُ إِلَى السُّوقِ Does he go to the marketplace? كُلَّ يَوْمٍ every day أَيَذْهَبُ إِلَى السُّوقِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ every day نَعَمْ يَذْهَبُ دَائِمًا Yes, he goes دَائِمًا دَائِمًا means always دَائِمًا perpetually إِلَى السُّوقِ بَعْدَ صَلَاتِ الْفَجْرِ He always goes to the marketplace after Salatul Fajr. متى يرجع من السوق؟ متى when؟ متى متى الساعة؟ When is the hour Allah mentions in the Noble Quran? متى يرجع إلى السوق؟ أرادة متى الساعة؟ That Jibril عليه السلام, when he came in the form of that man, he asked the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam certain questions. What is Islam? What is Ihsan? Etc. And then he also asked him about the sa'a, about the hour. متى يرجع إلى السوق? When does he return من السوق? So this is a present tense verb. Present tense verb. يرجع. And the previous sentence, يذهب. And the previous sentence, أَيَذْهَبُ. يَذْهَبُ is a present tense verb. مَتَى يَرْجِعُ, when will he return? مِنَ السُّوقِ, present slash future tense verb. It's the same verb. But based upon the context, it could mean present tense and it could mean future tense. Here, مَتَى يَرْجِعُ مِنَ السُّوقِ, when does he return from the marketplace. يرجع في الساعة السابعة, he returns at 7 o'clock. وأحيانا, and sometimes, في الساعة الثامنة, and sometimes at 8 o'clock. ماذا يفعل في البيت? What does he do in the house? ماذا يفعل, 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 present tense verb, فعل, past tense. فعل يفعل, فعل يفعل, فعل يفعل, فعل past tense, يفعل present tense, فعل مضارع. ماذا يفعل في البيت? يقرأ الصحف, he reads the newspapers. ويسمع الأخبار, and he listens to the news. من الإذاعة, from the radio. متى يذهب إلى المصنع? When does he go to the مصنع? What's a مصنع? مصنع is the factory. متى يذهب إلى المصنع? When does he go to the factory? يذهب في الساعة التاسعة والنصف. يذهب, he goes, في الساعة التاسعة, at 9 o'clock, والنصف and a half. So he goes at 9:30. ومتى يرجع من هناك? And when does he return from over there? When does he return from that factory? ومتى يرجع من هناك? ومتى يرجع من هناك? And when does he return from over there? هناك, over there. يرجع في الساعة الواحدة, he returns at 1 o'clock. والنصف and a half. أو الثانية, or 2. He returns at 1:30 or 2. أيذهب إلى المصنع مرة أخرى? Does he go to the factory one more time? أيذهب إلى المصنع? Does he go to the factory? مرة أخرى. مرة أخرى, مرة, time, أخرى, another time. Does he go to the factory one more time? بعد الظهر. Does he go to the factory one more time after ظهر? لا, لا يذهب بعد الظهر. He does not go after ظهر. لا يذهب بعد الظهر. So when we talk about a past tense verb, ذهب, ما ذهب, he did not go. This is with regards to past tense. Put a ma in front of a past tense verb, your meaning is now, he didn't do such and such. What about the future? Do we say ما يذهب? ما يجلس? No. We say لا يجلس, لا يذهب, لا يكتب. He does not go, he will not go. لا يذهب, لا يرجع, لا يكتب. He does not write, he does not go. لا يجلس, he does not sit. So here, does he go back to the factory after ظهر? لا, لا يذهب بعد الظهر. He does not go after ظهر. Understand that difference. Past tense verb, to make negation type of sentence, we add ma. Present slash future tense verb, to show negation, we add la. لا يذهب بعد الظهر. يجلس هنا في مكتبه. He sits here in his office. بعد صلاة العصر. After صلاة العصر. زكريا says, كم عاملا. How many workers? كم عاملا, عامل, عامل is a worker, عمل, he does عمل. كم عاملا يعمل في مصنعكم, كم عاملا يعمل في مصنعكم. How many workers work in you people's factory? كم عاملا يعمل في مصنعكم في مصنعي why because of the fee how many workers work in you people's factory مصنعنا مصنعنا our factory ربنا our رب سيارتنا our car كتابنا our book مصنعنا our factory ليس بكبير مصنعنا ليس بكبير our factory is not big يعمل فيه works in it 125 عاملا 100 125 and 5 and 20 125 عاملا workers ومهندسان and 2 engineers كتابان 2 books قلمان 2 pens رجلان 2 men سيارتان 2 cars what else ولدان 2 boys مهندساني, two engineers. So in their factory, there works within it 125 workers and two engineers. MashaAllah. Zakaria says, الساعت الآن التاسعة إلا ربعا. The time now is 9 إلا ربعا except quarter. ربع quarter. So 9 except a quarter, meaning it's 8:45. وما رجع أبوك. And your father has not returned. I mean, you said your father returned such and such, and now it's 9 except 15 minutes. It's 8:45. وَمَا رَجَعَ أَبُوكَ And your father has not returned. Take note. مَا رَجَعَ means what? Did not return. This is past tense. Past tense verb. We add a ma in front to make a negative meaning, whereas present future tense we add la mumtaz. لعله يرجع اليوم متأخرا. لعله يرجع اليوم متأخرا. Perhaps he will return today late. لعله perhaps or rather here I mean لعله here means I'm afraid. لعل here means I am afraid he will return today late. He will return late today. لعله يرجع اليوم متأخرا. لعله يرجع اليوم متأخرا. لعله يرجع اليوم متأخرا. I'm afraid he will come back late today. الله المستعان. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. This was the dialogue. This was the passage. Exercise number 10. والحمد لله. We hope you've understood and you've been introduced to the main concepts, inshallah. Present tense verb. We spoke about illa, the noun after it. It is mansub. We went through some numbers. When we're talking about a negation type of phrase, add ma for the past tense, add la for the present tense. والحمد لله. Let's see. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. So we have here 8 questions, comprehension questions. Number 1. لزيارة من ذهب زكريا. لزيارة من. To visit who? ذهب زكريا. Went زكريا. جواب. ذهب لزيارة حامد. ذهب لزيارة حامد. He went to visit حامد. Number 2. متى ذهب. متى ذهب. When did he go? ذهب بعد صلاة الفجر. ذهب بعد صلاة الفجر. ذهب بعد. He went after صلاة الفجر. After صلاة الفجر. Number 3. أين يذهب حامد. بعد صلاة الفجر. Where does Hamid go after صلاة الفجر? يذهب حامد إلى السوق. يذهب حامد إلى السوق بعد صلاة الفجر. He goes to the marketplace after صلاة الفجر. Number 4. متى يرجع من السوق? When does he return? رجع يرجع. متى يرجع من السوق? When does he return from the marketplace? يرجع في الساعة السابعة. يرجع في الساعة السابعة. He returns at 7 o'clock. وأحيانا في الساعة الثامنة. And sometimes at 8 o'clock. Sometimes at 8 o'clock. ممتاز. Number 5. ماذا يفعل في البيت؟ ماذا يفعل في البيت؟ سؤال. ماذا يفعل في البيت؟ What does he do in the house? جواب. يقرأ الصحف. He reads newspapers. ويسمع الأخبار. And he listens to the news. من الإذاعة. From the radio. Take note. The صحف, the newspapers, and the news, those are the objects. And that's why they are mansub. يقرأ الصحف. Because it's the object. He reads what? What's the thing he's reading? The newspapers. وَيَسْمَعُ الْأَخْبَارَ And he listens to the news. مِنَ الْإِذَاعَةِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ Number 6. مَتَى يَذْهَبُ إِلَى الْمَصْنَعِ مَتَى يَذْهَبُ إِلَى الْمَصْنَعِ When does he go to the masna', the factory? يَذْهَبُ فِي السَّاعَةِ التَّاسِعَةِ وَالنِّصْفِ يَذْهَبُ فِي السَّاعَةِ التَّاسِعَةِ وَالنِّصْفِ He goes at 9:30. والحمد لله. Number 7. كَمْ عَامِلًا يَعْمَلُ فِي مَصْنَعِ He. كَمْ عَامِلًا How many workers? يَعْمَلُ work. فِي مَصْنَعِ He. In his factory. كَمْ عَامِلًا How many workers? Remember after كَمْ The word must be mansub, have the fatha, mansub, etc. And it must be in the singular form. كَمْ عَامِلًا يَعْمَلُ work فِي مَصْنَعِهِ In his factory. يَعْمَلُ فِي مَصْنَعِهِ Works in his factory. مِئَةٌ وَخَمْسَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ عَامِلًا مِئَةٌ وَخَمْسَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ عَامِلًا مِئَةٌ وَخَمْسَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ عَامِلًا Works in it 125 workers. عَامِل is masculine and that's why the خَمْسَةٌ will be feminine. خَمْسَةٌ وَعِشْرُونَ عَامِلًا Last question. كَمْ مُهَنْدِسًا يَعْمَلُ فِي مَصْنَعِهِ How many engineers work in his factory? يَعْمَلُ فِيهِ مُهَنْدِسَانِ يَعْمَلُ فِيهِ مُهَنْدِسَانِ يَعْمَلُ فِيهِ مُهَنْدِسَانِ Works in it? Two engineers. Works in it? Two engineers. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهِ ممتاز. عَامِل. This word عَامِل. The root is obviously عَمَلَ يَعْمَلُ عَمَلَ يَعْمَلُ عَمَلْ means action. Well, the one who does action, does work, etc. is called an amil. Also in Arabic, you call this form, amil. We call this form the ism fa'il. Ism fa'il. It's like, for example, the er in English, worker. So we got work, and then you add er, worker. Example, kataba yaktubu katibun. Katibun is the writer. ذهب يذهب ذاهب the one who goes the goer جيد excellent والحمد لله صحح ما يلي exercise number 2 correct the following they say حامد ابن موسى حامد ابن موسى is that correct لا حامد ابو موسى he is the father of موسى حامد is the father of موسى حامد Abu Musa, not Ibn Musa. Abu Musa, father of Musa. Number 2. يَذْهَبُ إِلَى الْمَصْنَعِ فِي السَّاعَةِ التَّاسِعَةِ وَالنِّصْفِ جيد. حَامِدٌ يَذْهَبُ حَامِدٌ فِي السُّوقِ أَحْيَانًا They say, حَامِدٌ يَذْهَبُ إِلَى السُّوقِ أَحْيَانًا Hamid goes to the marketplace sometimes. يَذْهَبُ حَامِدٌ إلى السوق أحيانا Hamid goes to the marketplace, goes to the shopping center, he goes to the souq sometimes. No! يذهب حامد إلى السوق دائما. يذهب حامد إلى السوق دائما. He always goes to the shopping center. يذهب حامد إلى السوق دائما. دائما أبدا. جيد. دائم means something which is continuous. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, أحب الأعمال إلى الله. The most beloved of actions to Allah, أدومها. أدوم. دائما. أدومها وإنقل. أدوم. The most beloved actions to Allah, that which is أدوم, which is continuous. It is always. وإنقل. Even though it might be a little. Number 3. يذهب حامد إلى المصنع في الساعة الثامنة والنصف. He goes at 8:30 to the factory. No, يذهب حامد إلى المصنع في الساعة التاسعة والنصف at 9:30. Number four, يذهب حامد إلى المصنع بعد صلاة الظهر أيضا. He goes to the factory after صلاة الظهر also. لا, لا يذهب إلى المصنع. لا يذهب إلى المصنع. He does not go to the factory. لا يذهب إلى المصنع بعد صلاة الظهر. بعد صلاة الظهر. لا يذهب إلى المصنع بعد صلاة الظهر. He does not go to the factory after صلاة الظهر. And number five. What's this? يجلس في البيت بعد صلاة العصر. يجلس في البيت. He sits in the house. بعد صلاة العصر. After صلاة العصر. No. يجلس في مكتبه. He sits in his office. يجلس في مكتبه بعد صلاة العصر. يجلس في مكتبه بعد صلاة العصر. He sits in his office بعد صلاة العصر. After صلاة العصر. And the last one. مصنع حامد كبير. مصنع حامد. مصنع حامد. مضاف مضاف إليه. مصنع حامد كبير. مصنع حامد. مصنع حامد كبير. مصنع حامد. مصنع حامد. Factory of حامد مضاف مضاف إليه. كبير. كبير مرفوع. خبر مرفوع. مصنع حامد كبير. The factory of حامد, it is big. No. مصنعه ليس بكبير. مصنعه, his factory, ليس بكبير. مصنعه ليس بكبير. مصنعه ليس بكبير. مصنعه ليس بكبير. His factory is not big. والحمد لله. Exercise number 3 بإذن الله تعالى. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. Ponder over the following examples. الماضي المضارع. ماضي past tense. Remember. ماضي فعل ماضي past tense verb. فعل المضارع. This is a present tense / future tense verb. Let's see. ذهب علي إلى المدرسة أمس. ذهب علي. ذهب علي. ذهب علي. علي went. إلى المدرسة to the school أمس yesterday. Last night in the evening. أمس yesterday. جيد. Whereas يذهب علي. يذهب علي. يذهب علي إلى المدرسة كل يوم. Ali goes to school every day. كل يوم every day. Look at the difference between both of them. One's a past tense sentence, one's a present tense sentence. ذهب علي, علي went. يذهب علي, علي is going. Or علي goes. Number two. قرأ إسماعيل القرآن. قرأ, قرأ, he read. Who read? إسماعيل. قرأ إسماعيل. Who's the فاعل, the doer? It is إسماعيل. What's our verb? قرأ. قرأ إسماعيل. What did he read? القرآن. القرآن is the object. قرأ إسماعيل القرآن. قرأ إسماعيل القرآن. Past tense. يقرأ إسماعيل القرآن. يقرأ إسماعيل القرآن. إسماعيل reads the Quran بعد صلاة الفجر. After صلاة الفجر. كل يوم every day. Note the difference. قرأ يقرأ. قرأ يقرأ. قرأ past tense. يقرأ present tense. غسل الرجل سيارته. غسل الرجل سيارته. غسل الرجل سيارته. غسل الرجل سيارته. The man washed his car. غسل الرجل. The man washed سيارة. سيارته. His car. غسل الرجل سيارته. The man washed his car. يغسل الرجل. يغسل الرجل سيارته كل أسبوع. يغسل الرجل يغسل الرجل سيارته كل أسبوع. The man washes his car every week. يغسل الرجل سيارته كل أسبوع. The man washes his car every week. Note the difference between فعل مضارع and فعل ماضي. Past tense and present tense. فعل ماضي past tense. فعل مضارع present tense. ذهب يذهب. قرأ يقرأ. غسل يغسل. You should memorize it like that. Whenever you come across any verb, memorize the past tense related to it, memorize the past tense related to it, and the present tense of it, inshallah. That will make your life very, very easy, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. So, ghasala yaghsilu, daraba yadribu, kataba yaktubu, etc. Let's see. Exercise number 4. تأمل الأمثلة واكتب مضارع الأفعال الآتية. Read the following. Ponder over the following and write the present/future tense verb for the following, inshallah. Let's see. كتب. كتب يكتب. They gave us. جلس يجلس. He sat. He's sitting. ذهب يذهب. He went. He is going. سمع يسمع. He heard. He is listening. He is hearing. Let's do the rest. دخل يدخل. دخل يدخل. دخل يدخل. غسل يغسل. غسل يغسل. غسل يغسل. He washed. He is washing. ركع يركع. ركع يركع. ركع يركع. ركع يركع. ركع يركع. He made ركوع and he is making ركوع. فهم يفهم. فهم يفهم. فهم. He understood. يفهم. He is understanding. خرج يخرج. خرج يخرج. He exited. He is exiting. رجع يرجع. He returned. He is returning. رجع يرجع. رفع. He lifted. يرفع. He is lifting. لعب يلعب. He played. He is playing. سجد يسجد. He prostrated. He is prostrating. سجد يسجد. نزل ينزل. نزل ينزل. He came down or he descended and he is descending. نزل ينزل. نزل ينزل. To get down. فعل يفعل. To do. فعل يفعل. فعل يفعل. حافظ يحفظ. He memorized. He is memorizing. حافظ يحفظ. حافظ يحفظ. أكل يأكل. أكل يأكل. He ate. He is eating. كسر. كسر يكسر. كسر يكسر. He broke. He is breaking. سأل يسأل. سأل يسأل. He asked. He is asking. شرب يشرب. شرب يشرب. شرب يشرب. He drank. He is drinking. قتل يقتل. قتل يقتل. He killed. He is killing. ضرب يضرب. He hit. He is hitting. فتح يفتح. He opened. He is opening. ركب يركب. ركب يركب. He rode. He is riding. والحمد لله. Number 5. أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع فعل مضارع مناسب في الفراغ. Fill in the blanks with an appropriate present tense verb, inshallah. Let's see. Number 1. Something أبي إلى السوق كل صباح. Something أبي إلى السوق كل صباح. What could it be? يذهب أبي إلى السوق. My father goes. يذهب أبي إلى السوق كل صباح. My father goes to the marketplace كل صباح, every morning. Number 2. متى something أبوك من المصنع. متى, when something your father from the factory. متى يرجع أبوك. When does your father return? When returns your father من المصنع, from the factory. متى يرجع أبوك من المصنع. ممتاز. Exercise number 3. Something أحمد القهوة و something يوسف الشاي. What could it be? يشرب أحمد. يشرب أحمد القهوة. Drinks Ahmed coffee. Ahmed drinks coffee. وَسَمْتِنْ يُوسُفُ أَشْعَيَا وَيَشْرَبُ يُوسُفُ أَشْعَيَا and drinks Yusuf tea. Number four. أَخِي something الصُّحُفَ. أَخِي يَقْرَأُ الصُّحُفَ. أخي يقرأ الصحف. My brother reads the newspapers. وسمتين الأخبار ويسمع الأخبار ويسمع الأخبار من الإذاعة كل صباح. And he listens to the news from the radio every morning. Number five. سمتين المدرس على السبورة. The teacher something on the board. يكتب المدرس writes the teacher on the board. يكتب المدرس على السبورة. يكتب المدرس على السبورة. يكتب المدرس على السبورة. The teacher writes on the board. Number six. Something هشام وجهه بالصابون. Something هشام وجهه بالصابون. غسل أرادة washes. يغسل هشام. يغسل هشام. هشام washes. وجهه his face. وجه is face. وجهه his face. وجه is also the object, so it's got a فتحة. يغسل هشام وجهه بالصابون with soap. Last one. Something المدير يخرج المدير من المدرسة في الساعة الثانية. يخرج المدير. The principal exits from the school في الساعة الثانية at 2 o'clock. يخرج المدير من المدرسة في الساعة الثانية at 2 o'clock. والحمد لله. Exercise number 6. جيد. اقرأ ما يلي. Ponder over the following. Read the following. واحد وعشرون طالبا. واحد وعشرون طالبا. 21 students. Number 2. اثنان وعشرون طالبا. Remember the rule. When it comes to 1, 2, 11, 12, 21, 22, etc. The واحد and the اثنان, they agree with what is being counted in terms of gender. So we say واحدٌ masculine. وعشرون طالبًا. طالب is masculine. اثنان masculine. طالبًا masculine. But from 23 to 30, then it changes. ثلاثة وعشرون طالبًا. ثلاثة وعشرون طالبًا. طالب is masculine, and so the number ثلاثة will be feminine. ثلاثة وعشرون طالبا. أربعة وعشرون طالبا. خمسة وعشرون طالبا. ستة وعشرون طالبا. سبعة وعشرون طالبا. ثمانية وعشرون طالبا. تسعة وعشرون طالبا. ثلاثون طالبا. And 30 students. Exercise number 7. اقرأ ما يلي ثم اكتبه مع كتابة الأرقام الواردة في فيه بالحروف. They want you to write down the numbers in letters. Don't just put the figure there. They want you to write it out completely. So let's see. في الشهر, in the month. في الشهر تسعة وعشرون. تسعة وعشرون أو ثلاثون يوما. يوم is masculine. And so when we're counting 29, it will be تسعة وعشرون يوما أو ثلاثون يوما. Number 2. في هذه الحافلة, in this bus. 25 راكبا. راكبا, راكب is masculine, so the number will be feminine. في هذه الحافلة خمسة وعشرون راكبا. خمسة وعشرون راكبا. Number 3. جاء اليوم. Came today what? إثناني وعشرون طالبا جديدا. إثناني وعشرون طالبا جديدا. Came today 22 new students. في هذا الكتاب, في هذا الكتاب واحد وعشرون درسا. واحد وعشرون درسا. It agrees in gender. 21, 22. Number 5. هذا الملعب. هذا الملعب, this playground, طوله, its length, its size, its length, متر is masculine, so it will be 28 مترا, 28 مترا. وعرضه, and its width, so its length is 28 meters. وعرضه, عرض, and its width is 24 مترا, 24 مترا. So its length is 28 meters and its width is 24. كم كيلو مترا, كم كيلو مترا, how many kilometers. كم كيلو مترا المسافة, the distance, المسافة, مسافة means distance, بين المدينة, between the city, والمطار, and the airport. They say المسافة بينهما, المسافة بينهما, المسافة بينهما, 23 كيلو مترا, المسافة بينهما, the distance between them, 23 كيلو مترا, 23 kilometers. Last one. هذا الدفتر, this notebook, طوله 27 سنتيمترا. This notebook, its length is 27 centimeters. 27 سنتيمترا. سنتيمترا, centimeters, centimeters. الله المستعان. تأمل ما يلي, ponder over the following. مبكرا متأخرا, مبكرا متأخرا, مبكرا متأخرا. مبكرا means early and متأخرا means late. In Arabic we call this grammatically حال, it's stating the state, جيد, the manner. ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم مبكرا, ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم مبكرا, ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم مبكرا. I went to school today. In what form? In what? Well, describe this verb. Yes, you went, that's the verb, but describe this verb. We describe the verb, we say early. ذهبت إلى المدرسة اليوم مبكرا, ورجعت إلى البيت متأخرا, ورجعت إلى البيت متأخرا. And I returned to the house late. ذهبت ليلى, ذهبت ليلى, ليلى went, إلى الجامعة متأخرا, متأخرة. ذهبت ليلى إلى الجامعة متأخرة, متأخرة. ليلى went to university late. ذهبت ليلى إلى الجامعة متأخرة. Number three. ذهبت الطبيبة, ذهبت الطبيبة, the doctor went, اليوم إلى المستشفى مبكرة. The doctor went to the hospital today early. مبكرة early, متأخرة late. Those two with regards to a female, and مبكرا and متأخرا for a male. كون جملا مستعملا الكلمات الآتية. Make sentences using the following. دائما, دائما means what? دائما means always. أحيانا means sometimes. متأخرا means late. مرة أخرى, another time. Let's see. يذهب أبي إلى السوق دائما, يذهب أبي إلى السوق دائما. My father goes to the marketplace always. He always goes to the marketplace. أحيانا, أحيانا, أحيانا. أذهب إلى السوق أحيانا. I go to the shopping center sometimes. أذهب إلى السوق أحيانا. أذهب إلى الطبيب أحيانا. I go to the doctor sometimes. متأخرا, متأخرا. We could for example say لا أذهب إلى المسجد متأخرا, لا أذهب إلى المسجد متأخرا. I do not go to the masjid late. لا أذهب إلى المسجد متأخرا. I do not go to the masjid late. And then they have مرة أخرى. قرأت هذا الكتاب, I read this book, قبل شهر, I read this book a month ago. ثم قرأته اليوم, ثم قرأته اليوم, and then I read it today, مرة أخرى, another time. سأذهب إلى الطبيب مرة أخرى. I will go to the doctor مرة أخرى. Important, if you have a فعل مضارع, a present tense verb, and if you put a seen in front of it, then it becomes exclusive to the future. سأذهب إلى الطبيب. سأذهب, I will go to the doctor. مرة أخرى, another time, one more time. الكلمات الجديدة, new words, دائما, always, أحيانا, sometimes. مرة أخرى, another time. مكتب, office. عامل, عمال, workers. طول, length. عرض, width. مسافة, distance. كيلومتر, kilometer. كيلومترات, plural. سنتيمتر, سنتيمترات, سنتيمتر, سنتيمترز. متر, متر. أمتار, meters. عمل, يعمل, to do, action, to work. فعل, to do, also. ركب, to ride. ركع, to make ركوع, to bow. سجد, يسجد, to prostrate. والحمد لله. And with that, بإذن الله تعالى, we have now covered and we've come to the end of lesson number 10, Medina Arabic Syllabus Book 2. والحمد لله. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us that opportunity. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we move on to our maxim insha'Allah, let us take a few words of vocab insha'Allah. Let's see. We find, for example, the word innama. What does innama mean? Innama means indeed. Innama means indeed. No doubt. Innama al-a'malu. Innama al-a'malu. Innama al-a'malu. Indeed. Affirming what's mentioned and negating anything else. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are to be judged on the basis of the intentions. أَنْتَ, you. أَنْتِ, you, but to a female. أَنْتُمَا, both of you. Try it. أَنْتُمَا, both of you. Two males or two females, we say أَنْتُمَا. What's an أُنْثَى? He's a ذكر and she is أنثى. أنثى means, أنثى means female or feminine. مؤنث, like we've discussed, مذكر and مؤنث. مذكر masculine and مؤنث feminine. أندلس, Spain. When it was under Muslim control, it was called أندلس. Indonesia, obviously Indonesia. إندونيسيون, Indonesian. Indonesian. أمريكيون, same story. American. Insun, insun, man or mankind. Jinnun, obviously the jinn. Inkaltara, England. Anfun, anfun, nose. Unuf is the plural. Inkliziyatu, English. Ina'un, brother, please bring me that ina. Ina means vessel or a container. Ta'anna, ta'anniyan, ta'anniyan. You know, when you ponder over something, you give it some thought, you're not hasty in the matter. Ta'anniyan, ta'anniyan, ta'anna. Ahl, ahlun, ahlun. You know, ahl, where's your ahl? Ahl means family, your relatives. It can also mean people. Example, ahlul ilmi, people of knowledge. Ahlul kitabi, people of the book. Try it, mumtaz. Al-Firansiyatu, Firansiyatu is French. Aba, 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 Ya'ubu, Iyaban, means to return, to come back. Aba, Ya'ubu, Iyabun. And that's why we call it Salatul Awabin. People are gone in the dunya and some people they turn back and they come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they perform salah at that time. Example, the word أول يؤول تأويل. تأويل means to interpret. مؤول, the one who interprets. جيد. أريد أن أخرج. I want to exit. أريد أن أخرج. I want to exit. You can say أريد أن أخرج. Or you can say أريد الخروج. أريد الخروج. I want to exit. قرأته. I read it. قرأته, I read it. آل, what does آل mean? He is from آل موسى. She is from آل أحمد. He is from آل هاشم. So and so is from آل سليمان. آل means, you know, family, etc. آل إبراهيم, the family of إبراهيم. Excellent. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. We now take our maxim بإذن الله تعالى. In our last majlis, we came across the maxim where Allah سبحانه وتعالى states that وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. Whatever the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم gives you, take it. Whatever he prohibits you, stay away from it. And we discussed in detail. We now move on to maxim number 45, inshallah. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ, indeed, surely, no doubt, الْحَسَنَات, the good deeds, يُذْهِبْنَ, ذَهَبَ, يَذْهَبُ, يُذْهِبْنَ, it removes, it takes away, it does away with السَّيِّئَاتِ, it does away with the bad deeds. Surely, indeed, no doubt, good deeds wipe away bad deeds. Good deeds remove bad deeds. Walhamdulillah. Allah states in the Noble Quran, and this was in Surah Hud, verse number 114. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ الْعَيْلِ. And perform the salah during the day and at night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds wipe away bad deeds. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. And this is a reminder for those who take reminders. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, how beautiful, how important, how vital, subhanallah, for ourselves. That you've done wrong, and who doesn't do any wrong? Allah musta'an. Every one of us, sin kullu bani Adam khata, wa khayru khata'in at-tawabun. Every one of the children of Adam, they fall into khata, mistake, sin. And the best of those who sin are those who turn to Allah in repentance. May Allah forgive us. Allah states here, good deeds wipe away bad deeds. What could this mean? It could mean, number one, when you do a lot of good deeds, then the attraction to bad deeds, it's erased. The good deeds wiped away, you know, that attraction and that pull to bad deeds completely. Walhamdulillah. It could mean that. So you're not even, you know, tempted by those evil deeds. Number two, it could also mean, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, that you've done some bad deeds. Well, now when you do good deeds, they completely wipe away the sin of those bad deeds. Walhamdulillah. And both of them apply bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Remember, obviously, these come with conditions. You've committed some, you know, major sins, etc. You need to turn to Allah and make sincere tawbah. It's not automatic that your good deeds will wipe away your bad deeds. With major sin, you need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, you need to stay away from other major sins. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, As-salawatu al-khams, wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ati, the five daily prayers, and one jumu'ah to another, wa ramadan ila ramadan, and ramadan to ramadan, mukaffirat ma baynahunna idha ijtunibat al-kaba'ir. They are mukaffirat, they wipe away, they remove the sins between them if you stay away from the major sins. So between the five daily prayers, whatever you sin will be wiped away. What's the condition? If you stay away from major sins. So your minor sins are automatically wiped away, whereas your major sins, you need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sincere tawbah. Numerous ahadith on the topic also. Man comes, Ya Rasulullah, I've committed such and such sin. I was with this woman and I did this and I did that. You know, what can I do? What hope is there? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions to him, "Inna al-hasanati yudhibna as-sayyi'at." Good deeds wipe away the bad deeds. Walhamdulillah. And subhanallah, and this obviously, you know, is encouragement for us to ensure that we do a lot of good deeds. You find many people, elders, etc., every day they would give away some charity. 2 rands, 5 rands, 10 rands, 15 rands, whatever it might be. They give away in charity every day. Why? Because it's a good deed. And inshallah, these good deeds, they wipe away my evil deeds. Similarly, I mean, if you can't afford that, just smiling to the face of the next Muslim, to the next person. This is your charity. Do a lot of good deeds. You go to the toll, mashallah, as one brother mentioned. He says, sometimes I'm at the toll and I pay for the car behind me. You know, good deeds that nobody knows about. hidden good deeds nobody knows about. This is your secret ammo bi-iznillahi ta'ala that you will have with you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Secret investments, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe away our evil deeds. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make sincere tawbah that, oh Allah, forgive our filthy, dirty sins that we've committed in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. Those sins that nobody knows about, only between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not exposed us. Allah has not exposed us. It's part and parcel of the fadl and the virtue and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the immense rahmah that Allah has upon us, that Allah allows people to have good opinion of us. If only but they knew our reality, how far they will run away from us. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make shukr to Allah that He's not exposed us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins committed in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. Hayyakumullah, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, until we meet again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah and grant us knowledge which is beneficial. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.